They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're listening to this broadcast from wherever on the planet you might be. With me is Jeff Pfeiffer. Jeff is with us in Nashville for the annual meeting of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. So we're going to sit down and talk to him about his work with Sandhills and Tractor House. Sandhills is the parent company of a publishing house, and it is a publishing house, multimedia house, and one of their brands is Tractor House in Lincoln, Nebraska. Jeff, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here.
Michael, thank you for having me. It's great to be here with you and all the members of the NTPDA.
Tell me a little bit, Jeff Pfeiffer, about what it is you do and maybe a little background about the business.
Right. Sandhills Global, that's our parent organization. We serve several different industries, one of them being the farming and ag equipment business. So what we, you know, in a nutshell, what we try and do is bring buyers and sellers of farm equipment together, whether it be whole goods or parts in this case. And we do it through printed publications that we distribute on a weekly basis all across the world. And then we also do it through a variety of digital means, whether it be website or some social media reaches and things like that.
You know, one of the things I think is really fascinating is specialty magazines. Those niche magazines, if you will, print, still have life out there. While newspapers are shutting down news operations and laying off people left and right, they're more generalized, and there's loads of ways to get the news. But if you've got a magazine or a print publication that is really directed to a specific niche of the country, they still work.
Absolutely, yeah. We are we've always got our eye on that, and we're still seeing print as a very great means of reaching buyers, and buyers are still using that tool. We've really tried to integrate our print and our digital products together, and we've done some things that way that kind of marry the two together, so we kind of see it as something where the publication they're still using it, but it may be a guide to getting onto the web and then using that as a tool. So it's oftentimes, you know, people that are thumbing through a print publication like Tractor House are, you know, sometimes they're browsing their shop and they're not exactly sure what is they're looking for. They have an idea, but they'll thumb through a publication like that, and then, you know, at some point, generally speaking, the search ends up on the internet. Then
some kind of take action.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
With regard to content. Just to be clear, and it's been a while since I've looked at Tractor House, it remains non-editorial, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. It's 100% advertising is the content.
Right.
Whether it be the whole goods or the parts, that is the content of the publication.
New and used?
Correct. It's primarily a used publication. But when we get into the parts, there's both new and used and refurbished and aftermarket and kind of the whole gambit with that.
Do you also offer graphic design and assistance in those ads?
We sure will. We'll help if a customer needs help, whether it be designing a logo or whether it's help with an entire ad. Generally the ads in the Tractor House publication, the ads are usually a pretty simple design, and they're loaded with photos of inventory that the seller is looking to sell, and that is the content. That is the
sure.
that's what buyers are there to look for. So, you know, I'm not trying to like throw water on a pretty ad design, but really the meat and potatoes is the doing a good job with taking photos of the of the equipment that you're selling and including that in your ad. That's the gist of it.
Are consumers using it to maybe price shop as well? Say I've got a International Harvester or John Deere or, you know, Big Red out there, and I've got a model, and say, well, I wonder what my tractor's worth.
Oh, absolutely. We've developed a we're a very data-driven organization. We've developed a pricing tool called Fleet Evaluator that lets people look at the valuations of their equipment. We've integrated a pricing tool to the end user through our public-facing websites, Tractor House, Machinery Trader, Truck Paper websites, and that's called VIP, which stands for Value Insight Portal. So anybody can come in and use this VIP tool. They can plug in some information about the year, make, and model, and hours, and a couple of other spec information. And our tool will give them a what we would call a market price and an auction value. And so they can learn the value of their equipment.
Right. Well, it kind of sounds like the PBS program, you know, the Hidden Treasures Antiques Roadshow.
Right. Right.
you got an auction price and a retail price.
Exactly.
Jeff Pfeiffer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is an associate with Sandhills. That's the parent company for, and the magazine is called Tractor House, based in Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, one of the things that I've seen and a resurgence in, it was popular at one time and then kind of fell away, but now it's tending to come back, is the utilization of QR codes in ads. Are you seeing that as well?
We do see that. Some advertisers will include a QR code in their advertisement, and they'll use that as a bit of a tracking mechanism to kind of tie a certain lead with a certain marketing effort. We've also done our on Tractor House on the photos of the equipment that's in the ads themselves. We'll have a tracking code that's embedded on each photo. And the user who is looking at the printed publication can take that code and type that onto Tractor House's website to do a direct search
in-depth.
Yep. It'll go to the details of that specific inventory piece. Something else that we do with Tractor House as far as tracking goes is we'll use a call statistics phone number. So say, for example, somebody's in the 423 area code in East Tennessee. We'll assign them a 423 phone number that isn't their phone number. It's a part of our system. But when the buyer calls it, it then rings on through to the
tracking that.
They're and the customer is able to see. Yeah. They're able to see all kinds of data as far as the geography of where their callers are coming from, how long they're spending on the phone. They can listen to a recording of the call. So there's a lot of captured information there that our advertisers who are taking advantage of the call stats line are able to accomplish.
You know, that's a really a smart thing to do, all of those tracking measures, because I think, you know, I've been in the advertising and marketing world for a very long time, and the thing that you hear many, many times from advertisers or people who are buying or selling usually, I'm not sure if it's working. I don't know where my leads are coming from. And if the publication, in your case, Tractor House, can go ahead and have data that backs up what's going on, you can push back a little bit on that.
The other that's a great point. The other tracking element that we offer to our advertisers is called Web Stats. So it's essentially they're able to through the Sandhills Cloud Portal, they're able to log in and go into their Web Stats, and they're able to sort their inventory that'll all be listed in WebStats, and they're able to see which machines are getting the most views and the most click-throughs, the most detailed page views. And so they're able to really kind of see, you know, which ones are really strong. Which ones are you know, we're not getting activity on. And I hear that oftentimes from some of my customers. You know, there's as much good information at the bottom of that list as there is at the top of the list.
Sure.
Let's look at this. This unit isn't getting many looks. Are we mispriced? Do we need to take better pictures? Have we missed something on the description that's not catching somebody's eye, or what? Or is there just so many of these on the market that, you know, ours isn't standing out for one reason or another? So there's good information both at the top end and the bottom end of that web stats.
Yeah, and those pieces of data are so critically important if you're in business, and if you want to be successful, you got to be paying attention to that.
Advertising is not inexpensive. And
right.
So, you know, that being said, you really you want to use everything that you can in order to cost justify and make sure that the expenses that you're investing in are coming back to you in a good return.
Right. An investment rather than an expense.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You also, and I'm familiar with this because many of the NTPDA, they have websites that have been built by Sandhills. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yeah, we host thousands of websites across the industries that we serve. You know, it's just another tool. We feel like it's a part of a company's overall, should be a part of their overall marketing efforts. And it's, you know, the more that we can do in-house for a customer, the more that we can offer them, whether it be the print or digital media or their website or hosting their emails.
Value. It's value.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what any advertiser or client, customer, really wants. And they also want to have a relationship with the people. And that's one of the things, and again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, it's kind of an inside story because I know a bit about Tractor House. You guys and women at Tractor House are very intent on such a professional approach to your business. I mean, you're here with a bunch of tractor folks in Nashville, Tennessee with a coat and tie. But you stand out, you know? And I think that's Kirby Cunningham, who I've known for years. You guys are really intent on projecting a professional attitude and building those relationships with your clients. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that is. I appreciate you saying that, Michael. The professional look and the professional, you know, how we carry ourselves, and we really are just trying to basically bring the office just that view right out to the customers, whether we're visiting them there in their office or we're seeing them at a trade show like NTPDA. We want them to feel like they are, you know, we're just an extension of what we do in the office.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the approach there. And you know, when you're dressed up and businesslike, I think
it's a different approach for you too.
It is. Yeah, I think you know, would I rather be here in you know, a pair of blue jeans and a comfortable shirt? Sure, I would. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you know. But that being said, that's the approach is to bring that business look and feel out to our customers.
Years ago, back in the 1970s, there was a book written by John Malone, I believe his name was Malloy, and it was called "Dress for Success," and the impact of how you dress has not only an impact on the people that you meet, but also how you deal with your own professionalism. And it's kind of a cool secret that many times, you know, when we talk about casual office attire, and then through the pandemic, many of us were wearing sweatpants.
Right, yeah, right, right. Yeah, it's a
whole different deal.
That is.
What about Tractor House would you like folks to know? I mean, we've covered a lot of territory here.
Really, with all of our products, the leadership of our organization has been very forward-thinking, and they're always adding new products and services and offerings that dovetail into the whole process of connecting buyers and sellers. So we've gotten into we have developed a FreightStar, which is a shipping website, helps connect a freight broker and the person that's doing the shipping. We've integrated that into our listings. We offer currency finance, and so that's also embedded into each one of our listings on both Tractor House as well as Auction Time and the other publications that we have, the other websites, I should say, within our Sandhills Global. We've got, as you mentioned earlier, we've got websites. Well, now we've developed e-commerce stores. So we will at no charge offer a e-commerce store to our hosted website customers.
Wow.
And it gives the opportunity to, just like you would on Amazon or any of the other e-commerce sites, put that part in a basket, check out with a credit card, and the customer gets a notification that they've sold an item, and here's the information of the customer.
Right. Final question for you, Jeff Pfeiffer, as we talk to people all over the world about advertising and marketing. One of the questions I often get in my role is, what percentage of my gross sales should I be spending on advertising? You get that ever?
Every once in a while.
How much should I spend?
Yeah, I know. And there's always, X percentage of your gross sales should be going toward marketing and advertising. A lot of times we're looking at it with, oftentimes it's the owner of the company that we're selling the advertising to directly, and they're just really looking at it on what's working. Does this make sense? Should we increase our advertising budget? Because if I go a little bit bigger, I'm going to get more, premier featured listings on our on the website, et cetera, et cetera. So I think I don't know if customers in our space really look at it on so much a percentage of sales as they do just, we're going to allocate more money to the products that are working for us.
You know, what I tell people when I'm asked that question, the answer is always, it depends. It depends what are your goals? Where do you want to go with this? And there's big talk about recessions and all this other kind of stuff that's going on now. Now, some of that is cooled, but, I always tell people that one of the things you can do or should do if there is a looming recession or a downturn in the economy is do more R&D and advertising, because you'll pick up a larger share of the audience over those that cut back.
Yep. Yeah. If you want to increase your market share, that's the perfect time to do it.
Stay in the game.
Stay in the game and increase when things are tough.
His name is Jeff Pfeiffer, ladies and gentlemen. I've enjoyed our conversation. He's with Sandhills Tractor House out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Michael. Appreciate you having me on today.
Once again, that is the voice of Jeff Pfeiffer, who is with Sandhills Publishing and Tractor House. We caught up with him in Nashville during the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association annual conference and trade show. And yes, we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, we'll take a real quick look at what happened last week on Wall Street. As Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review continues here on News Talk 1540, KXEL.